Church, there is something our brother Wisdom came here one day to tell us concerning divine health. I have practiced it and it works. For those who have not had it, that's why I'm saying it. I say, salt and sugar. It is the lack of salt in the body that is causing so many sicknesses today. I visited a family during the week and a young man was complaining about waist pain and hemorrhage, what they call pile. Waist pain. I said, I used to have it. I said, take salt. Okay, try it this night. Take some quantity of salt, add small sugar on top, make tea with it, put milk, hot tea, drink it. I know some of you have tried it too. If you wake up, that waist pain will be gone. In the morning, he called me to tell me, he said, this is like magic. He has taken all manner of drugs, could not bend freely before. You know. So a lot of this waist pain, joint pain, and all this, he proved it. There is a tape of it. I don't know if we still have copies, because I think that's about 2 years ago we did that. Something about health. I've forgotten the title we gave it. Almost 2 hours of interview that I had, and it will tell you something that medical science, they are lying about. If a woman is pregnant, because why I remember it now was the revelation given to that small child that he cries every night. Then I remember he said that one of the reasons why children cry in the night, I mean those who are still breastfeeding, why they cry in the night, he said it is because of they reject sucking breasts. Some of them reject sucking breasts early. Because he said that when the child does not have enough, the mixture of salt and sugar, it has a particular test. When he does not get that test anymore from the breast milk, he protests and refuses to take breast, to take, just be protesting. Now he also said that when a woman is pregnant, naturally God designed her. It is during pregnancy that she becomes even more beautiful. But these days, women will get pregnant. Face goes swell, boom. Leg goes swell, boom. Every day the man is doing fasting for her health. Say, why? He says, because of lack of salt and sugar in the body, because the child is sucking all the salt and the sugar. And instead of that period for you to double your intake of this, you don't. He told us the experiment he did with his wife. The first birth, the first child they had, he allowed them to do whatever they wanted to do. Because you say he wanted to practice this thing he has found out. And then all the wahala that went through in that pregnancy. Then, the second pregnancy, I told the wife, now you do it my own way. He said, people will be telling the woman, it's now you can't find pass before. Throughout the pregnancy period, I delivered without simple, any complication at all. Okay, a simple example, for instance, what do you call it? If somebody suddenly collapses now, you are fainting, they rush you to the hospital, what do they put on you? What is inside that drip? It's salt and sugar. Immediately they pump into your body, life will come back. There's something about it. Now, what is hemorrhage? What causes pile? It's constipation. And one law about it is that you don't eat, there are certain food you cannot eat. You cannot eat tuber eba, pounded yam, and all those things because lack of, constipation. But do you know, for instance, if you take salt and you mix salt, raw salt, with eba, what happens? It will soften the eba. That's exactly what it does to your digestive system, so that the thing can come out smooth. And so many other things. Salt is a preservative. Salt is also an antibiotic. If you put salt in a worm, pour salt on it, what will happen to that worm? It will melt. That is what it does to any bacteria in the body. If you have enough salt. He was trying to prove to us, if you have enough salt in your body, no woman will have fibroid. Hypertension, you will never have it. And he proved it so much. But particularly, all these pains we have and all those ones, I am telling you, I have practiced it. And it works. And he, too many things to prove. I'm only trying to remind those who are in pain. Try it and see. Listen. It's confirmed. He said, taking only salt is dangerous. And taking only sugar is dangerous. There must be a balance of it. What happened is, the toxin in salt, what destroys the body, that's harmful to the body in salt, is neutralized by sugar. And what destroys the body in sugar is destroyed by salt. That's why there must be a balance of these two. So, what I do, is any time during the day, this is me now, all of us that have back pain and have all this one, watch, it's too much sugar. When you drink too much mineral, especially during festive periods, where you go to, what do you call it? Where you go, everywhere you visit, they give you Coke, Five Alive, malt, and all that. You take it all during the day. You have taken so much sugar. This is what I do. Before I go to bed, I will carry a glass of water, put some salt inside, stir it, and drink. It has neutralized all the sugar effect I took during the day. I go and sleep and wake up strong. Some people say, injection where they give me for soldier, now make me the stand more than Jerry. Nobody after I tell me they take salt, you begin to stand like me now. Even before, you for don't sit down here. It's true. Not be so. There are things you do for your health. There are things you do for your health. Salt is a natural preservative. He called me one day. He said, "Sir, let me tell you, if you have enough salt in your body, say, let 100 mosquitoes bite you. Say, malaria, no go catch you. Because that salt, something will destroy it." And I believe it. Praise the Lord. So go and try it. All of you, waste nothing. Don't take only salt, oh. And don't take only sugar. He said, when you have diabetes, don't take sugar. Don't take salt. Don't take. He said, it is the absence of this in the body that causes all these infirmities. Doctors will tell you, don't take that. Yet, if you quench, finish, they will come pump the same thing, where they make you not take inside your body again. Salt. Oral hydration, or whatever they call it. Okay, just try it. I know a sister that gave testimony here, a nurse. The doctor was not around. One of the patients was having whatever problem. He said, she ran up and put salt and gave the patient. When the drink finished, other patients were saying, "Nurse, what do you give her?" You see, you give her tea. Now, which kind of tea you give her drink? It's salt and sugar. And how do I know what quantity of salt? Your tongue will tell you whether it is too much or not enough. What your body lets you know, the amount of salt you need through your tongue. So the quantity that may be okay for me may not be the quantity okay for you. The same thing with sugar. Always, the body needs sugar. So let nobody tell you don't take sugar. The body needs salt. Let nobody tell you you don't need. See, See, take salt, mix a paste of salt, take glass, any glass, and rub that solution on that glass. It will turn to a lens. Because salt clears the lens of the eye. Some eye problem that lack of salt. Then they cause some salt. If suddenly water burn your skin, instead, if we say in a village, no fridge, no freezer, what do they use to preserve meat? It's salt. Once you rub that salt in it, nothing, no fly will come there and drop anything. No, it will never rot it, as long as you cover it with salt. So also it is with our body. If you sweat, you see white stain on your skin. It is salt. Your body needs salt. I'm teaching you because I have confirmed it. I take it. When I'm weak, I would put salt. And this one, strength will come. Our car come out to go. Praise God. That is my prophecy.